Two down, one to go here. It's the Big Nooner on the firm of Harris and Morang. We do this bad boy every single Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Thank you for being a part of our day. We are stoked to be a part of your day. Danny Morang out for the next week. I believe he'll be back next Thursday as he is getting married this week. So he'll be out. Stephen Vaughn will sit in the chair with me tomorrow for a third nice little Thursday show. Their producer of Primetime. I'm going to sneak him away from them again.
What is it tomorrow? Is it Stevie Fire, Stevie Brackets, Stevie Freedom?
Stevie Midday.
Stevie Midday.
Stevie Midday tomorrow. And then Casey and I at this time on Friday will don our attire for Danny Morang's wedding. So you make sure to tune in for that one over on the YouTubes if you want to see it. But we will explain it to you for those out in Radio Land. After us, we'll toss it over to Duck Insider from 1 to 2. Then it's the Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson from 2 to 3, and then it's primetime, 3 to 6:30, and then pregame for Timbers hosting San Diego FC at 6:30. That's going to give you, oh, buddy, I can't do the math, but it's something like 18, 19 hours of continuous local regional sports talk radio.
Put it on the board.
Something like that. Something like that. We're your number one-stop shop for everything you need, so hang out with us, and that will be great. Coming up this hour, we will get into Mark Walters' update when it comes to TV contracts. A weird thing that came across my timeline last night as that situation continues to get weirder and weirder. But since I'm running the ship today, let's chat a little baseball. There's a lot going on. We're in the final stretch. A little more than a month and a half to go in the season. Look, we've talked at length about the American League being kind of doo-doo. I actually think the American League is really fascinating. I really only believe that probably only one team can win the World Series out of the American League. Maybe I'll give it to two. The Tampa Bay Rays have been the story of the American League, and I find them just must-watch television. They pitch really well. They hit really well. They're managed really well. Just really timely, back-to-basics fundamentals. Their staff has been absolutely incredible. And if you haven't watched them, I highly suggest you do. But some news on the horizon that should help the New York Yankees as they're trying to keep themselves on pace, potentially for the division, but definitely the stranglehold on the wild card. It looks like Cody Bellinger is about to start a rehab assignment, which is huge news for the Yankees. Huge news for the Yankees.
Thank you.
Because with no Aaron Judge and no Cody Bellinger, that offense has been struggling mightily. And to get Cody in to try to pump that up, and we expect Judge to be back hopefully early mid-September, the Yankees could be peaking and getting healthy at the right time. Because for my money right now, that rotation is something real stupid to get into the playoffs. I know Max Fried just went on the IL, but if you can go Gerrit Cole, Cam Schlittler, Max Fried, Carlos Rodon, and Will Warren, am I missing anybody in that rotation? Max Fried, Cam Schlittler, Gerrit Cole, Carlos Rodon. I think that's it, right?
I think that's it.
That is a pretty formidable starting rotation.
Is Ryan Weatherly? It could be Ryan Weatherly who you're missing.
Ryan Weathers? Yeah. I think it'll come down to Weathers or Will Warren. One of those is going to get is going to get the job. But look, man, George Lombard's been kind of cool story since he's come up.
God, I love when shortstops play good baseball.
But Austin Wells has been atrocious. Jazz has not been very good. Trent Grisham's taken the step back. Ben Rice has been fantastic, but he seems to be the only one holding down the lineup right now in terms of hitting.
Grisham, I'd say he's been a very bright light in where things have not been good.
And Jose Caballero's become a villain to everybody in Major League Baseball these
Talk
days.
Talk to me nicely, that a babe, caddy.
Also, some other fun things when you switch over to the National League that if you're not paying attention, I think you need to start watching Cubs games right now. Pete Crow Armstrong has become must-watch baseball.
100%.
The evolution, he took the step, as they say this year. His plate discipline has been incredible.
It just makes me so much happier to know. Where did he come from again?
The New York Mets.
And put that one on the board. The NL MVP this year and the front runner for it.
I hope so. I really hope so. I think he will. The problem is if Shohei comes back and starts pitching lights out and starts hitting again, it's a cheat code. But for my money, it's PCA.
PCA has to slow down for me to think Shohei.
Last night I watched PCA. I watched an at-bat from PCA. He was down 0-2 in the count. And he got a walk. Or no, I believe he got a single.
Mm-hmm.
And he took that count to full count.
My favorite was watching White Sox fans watching his walk-off over where one runner on, no outs, and he started 2-0 in the count. Now you're going, don't throw to him. Don't throw to him. Put him on. They didn't, And he made you pay.
Yeah. I was talking with Jackson, our new digital media bro, and he's a Mariner fan, and we were kind of laughing this morning about the poor fate of the Mariners. But he said, hey, I'm going to the game next week. At least I get to go watch PCA. He's been absolutely incredible. Again, the plate discipline. He plays gold glove center field in Chicago. Look, the problem last year was he would swing at stuff kind of like Julio does, where it's like you throw him down and away, and he'll just swing wildly at that ball trying to make something happen. He's laid off that. He's moved up in the order. He is 100% the MVP. I don't know if the Cubs have the pitching to go on a giant run. Kevin Gausman is a huge pickup for them, although he had to leave yesterday in the game due to potential injury. Hopefully he's okay on that. But PCA is much must-watch baseball right now. And if you haven't seen him, then for shame on you. For shame on you.
He's just solid. It's really enjoyable to watch. Mm-hmm. Not only just PCA, the Cubs are a fun team to watch.
They really are. They really are. Unless you're a White Sox fan getting in fights in right field bleachers. But the other night, Shohei had two home runs. Shohei was like 4 for 5 with 2 home runs and 4 RBIs. And it's like, oh, what's PCA going to do? Pete Cor Armstrong that night had 2 home runs, 2 doubles, a single, and the walk-off. And it's like, hold my beer. And if PCA is going to hold my beer for Shohei Ohtani, I like that. I like the cojones. Make it happen, bro.
It's my mom's favorite player.
Your mom's favorite player is PCA?
Yep.
She a Cubs fan?
She decided that because my dad's the Pirates fan, my brother's a Pirates fan, my other brother's a Phillies fan, and I'm a Yankees fan, she has to pick a franchise that doesn't piss people off.
She just chose to stir the pot in the Pirates family.
Pretty much.
Alex Bregman's been hot of late too, which is about time because he's been kind of had a rough start to the season, but he's been really hot as well. So the Cubbies are definitely a team to watch. As far as the rest of Major League Baseball goes, I mean, look, it kind of is what it is. This has been a really strange year. The teams that we know are good are good. Well, I shouldn't say that. The teams that are good, and the teams that are bad are bad. There's not a whole lot in the middle, unless you're looking at the American League Central, which is where my crappy team lives. In the National League, the Braves are good. The Phillies are good. Rest of that division, eh. Brewers are good. Cubs are good. Rest of that division, eh. Dodgers are good. Padres are okay. Rest of that division, eh. It's very top-heavy, which I think is fine, but I do believe that there are probably 3 or 4 teams that can win the World Series this year. I think the Brewers can. Dodgers, obviously. I think the Braves can, and we'll see how that starting rotation looks.
I think a healthy Yankees team could really go far.
I think a healthy Yankee team could. If Cody Bellinger is healthy, if Lombard continues to hit, Judge gets back, obviously, that rotation is nasty. I hate the Yankee bullpen.
Bullpen's not my favorite.
But you might not need it.
But you're getting... If you can get 5 innings out of your starters and then get to the 7th inning, the Yankees are in great position because their final 2 closer guys are nice with Bednar and whoever comes before them.
And the Yankee bullpen is not the only issue in Major League Baseball for World Series aspiring teams. This bullpen right now is having some serious, serious issues. Sugar Diaz cannot get anybody out. He can't get anybody out. Just went back on the IL with neck inflammation, which I don't know if it's a real injury. It feels a little bit like this guy's playing like doo-doo, so let's put him on the IL.
Yeah, I want to say his ERA over the last 10 games is over 12.
I believe you are correct. I believe you are correct. He just looks lost out there, you know? And this is why I'm always hesitant at the beginning of the year to just crown champions. Kyle Tucker's been terrible.
11.85 ERA on the 2026 season.
We talked about Kyle Tucker yesterday. He's been terrible. Sugar Diaz just came off the IL, but he's been terrible since. Teoscar Hernandez is MIA on this squad. Okay, Andy Páez has been the one holding this together. Will Smith has been hurt all year. Tyler Glasnow has been hurt all year. Blake Snell's been hurt all year. If they don't have this bullpen and they're losing guys left and right, I don't know if the Dodgers are my clear-cut favorite to win the World Series right now. Right now, for me, it's probably the Brewers and the Rays. And if the Brewers Rays are the World Series, boy, baseball should celebrate because everybody that is all of a sudden a baseball expert is going to start telling you, oh, what a terrible World Series. Like, I don't know, man. If you watch baseball, that could be a really fun series.
And let's not forget that Chicago is very good. They're leading that wild card race in the NL by 6 games.
Yep.
And they're going to be a really hard team to beat down the stretch.
I agree. It should be a lot of fun to get to. When we come back, a weird situation in the desert. Can we just assume things? Or is something else real serious going on? We'll go to the desert next. 105.1 The Fan. Ahoy, mateys, as we get to Mark Walters and what's going on down there, how that affects the Lakers and the Dodgers. That story keeps getting weirder and weirder. Plus, closing arguments to send you on the way for the rest of your afternoon. Binary Brewing and The Fan have teamed up for the only Fan IPA available for a limited time. Taste The Fan with Binary Brewing's signature West Coast IPA. Go to Binary Brewing's Beaverton location. Ask them about their only Fan. So good, only The Fan and Binary Brewing can pull it off. Weird story coming out of Arizona and the Diamondbacks with second baseman Ketel Marte. Really good player, Ketel Marte. Seems to be at the crux of a lot of trade discussions over the years. You know, he's an interesting guy. He's 32 years old. He's an interesting cat because he never seems happy. Like, do you catch that drift from him?
Mm-hmm.
It's whether it's money or where I am in the lineup or if I'm being traded or not being traded. Like, I'm mad that you're going to trade me. I'm mad that you're not going to trade me. Well, he no-showed the other day.
Yeah, and you could see it in his game. He plays with a lot of fire.
He does. He does. And baseball is the kind of sport that you can get a lot by playing with a lot of that fire. You can get a lot out of that. He no-showed the other day in Boston to the point where the Diamondbacks waited till almost 10 minutes before the game started to turn in their lineup card because nobody knew where he was. Torey Lovullo, the manager of the Arizona Diamondbacks, kind of spoke about it. He got a little choked up because he didn't quite understand, but he said, you know, Ketel's been dealing with something personal. And so you worry, you feel for the guy. You hope everything's okay at home. But it's such a strange situation. You know, we don't want to jump to conclusions and just assume, you know, assume the worst or assume he's being a diva or anything like that. But that's what's tough when you kind of have that reputation, right? All our thoughts instantly go to, oh, what's Ketel Marte mad about this time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his agent actually released a statement earlier this morning saying he is currently managing a personal matter and will be undergoing an MRI on his knee tomorrow. Charisse Espinoza-Dash told MLB Network's John Morosi, Ketel appreciates the unwavering support from fans, teammates, the Diamondbacks organization, and Torey Lovullo during this time. He remains optimistic about his recovery and looks forward to returning to the field to contribute to the team as soon as possible.
And that's the weird part about it, you know, because he has a personal issue and the knee is being checked out. Are those related? Are those unrelated? You know, I'm not the kind of person, I talk with Luke Anderson about this, is we kind of have a lot of the same philosophy when it comes to baseball stuff. And we try not to get into a lot of the off the field stuff. I try not to do that really with any sport. I remember back when Mike Lynch and I were doing, I think it was Mike Lynch and I, we were doing the Hot Corner and all that Trevor Bauer stuff was going down.
Mm-hmm.
I really try not to get into that stuff, but the Diamondbacks are fighting for a wild card spot. You know, according to Torey Lovullo, quote, he's one of the best players in the National League as far as I'm concerned. You can tell Marte can be when he's on. That's what's so strange about the situation. To MIA, to just no call, no show in a Major League Baseball game is something you don't see very often.
Yeah, it's only happened a handful of other times in MLB history. Last one was in 1988 when Pedro Guerrero went briefly missing from the Dodgers early in the season amid a contract dispute and personal frustration. Happened back in 1970 when Denny McLain, the former Cy Young, was suspended multiple times and famously vanished or was unreachable during turbulent stretches of his career. And there's also not a single game holdout, but Ken Harrelson in 1969 threatened retirement and refused to report after trades.
Now, he was placed on the restricted list. There is no minimum or maximum limit on how long a player can be on the restricted list, but you don't get paid. It's not service time. Not that Ketel Marte needs to worry about service time. It does free up a roster spot. It can be used for unexcused absences, personal issues, legal problems, or long-term non-baseball absences like recovery or retirement consideration while still under contract. So I don't know what's going on, you know? If you're a Diamondback fan, I'm kind of like freaking out over here. Like, what the hell's going on with this dude? Because is he their best player?
If not for the fact that they have the greatest third baseman
in the history of the game, yeah.
Next to him.
Yeah,
yes.
Arenado's about to go on the DL too.
He says he's coming back from, hold on, let me read it. This is from AZ Central. Nolan Arenado is planning to return to the lineup on Wednesday, today, serving as the DH in the final game against Boston.
Look, I know they have Corbin Carroll, but Corbin Carroll doesn't like to stay healthy. Former Hillsborough Hop Corbin Carroll, he doesn't love to stay healthy. Otherwise, for my money, he is the best player on that team. But Ketel Marte is the engine that makes that squad go.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
And if they're not going to have him, you might as well, you know, what was it that we did for the Mariners?
Pack it in.
Yeah, pack it in. Just a strange story. You rattled off, you know, the last time this ever happened, and I was trying to think my brain. I can't think of another time that someone just went off the grid.
It hasn't happened in nearly 30 years.
Yeah, going off the grid is a scary thing.
Nearly remember, 40 years, I should say.
You remember that guy for, thank you for dating me, because it was in the 80s. You remember that guy for the Raiders, the offensive lineman before the Super Bowl? Oh, you don't remember because you were 1 year old. But in 2002 in the Super Bowl, I think it was 2002, yeah, offensive lineman for the Oakland Raiders, dude just went MIA before the Super Bowl. And he's like had some massive mental health issues that he was trying to overcome and deal with, which is just a sad situation. But yeah, he just like didn't show up.
Yeah, Oakland Raiders All-Pro center Barrett Robbins went missing for nearly 24 hours the night before Super Bowl. I'm not doing that Roman numeral.
It's
2003.
Okay, so 2002-03 season. Yeah. I remember that, and it's just kind of scary. You're just like, whoa, is everybody all right? Look, and this is where you got to remember, being a professional athlete is really cool and all, but there's a lot of stuff that go into it. You know, what have we heard all offseason with Dante Moore? Working on his mental health, using golf game to get his brain into a better spot, because there's a lot going on up there. There's a lot of pressures, mm-hmm. whether you're Dante Moore as an amateur, quote-unquote, or Ketel Marte, who's a multi-time All-Star and makes good money in Arizona and is a key factor of that team winning. It doesn't really matter. Like, it can hit you whenever it hits you. And I guess, you know, I've never been the biggest Ketel Marte fan, but I do hope for him and his well-being.
I'm always on Cattell's side. He's a stud. The second basemen are very overlooked in terms of MLB history.
That's
and
true.
That's a dude who's been doing it for 5+ years.
That's true. We come back, a little more update on this Mark Walters story coming out of Los Angeles. He is the owner of the Los Angeles Lakers, for now, and the current owner of the Los Angeles Dodgers. A new development in this story as he is trying to circle around and figure out where he can get some money. This reeks of a little bit of desperation, and I'd be very, very concerned if I'm Major League Baseball, and hopefully the sale goes through because the NBA can wash their hands clean of that. That's lowercase over there. He's got sports. Brandon Lyle and the Pirates just walked off Detroit. Paul Skeens threw today, threw 4 1/3, about 80-plus pitches. Looked okay.
They actually got a win?
They got a win. They just walked off, yeah.
Look at that.
A solo shot in the ninth to tie the game, and then a walk-off shortly after.
Well, that'll postpone the Paul Skeens pinstripes for another few weeks.
Look, Casey, get your S together and quit trying to poach. You don't need Paul Skeens.
Didn't need A.J. Burnett or Garrett Cole either.
Yeah, that's true. Garrett Cole's quite nice now, though. You could use a closer. That would be very beneficial to you.
I like Bednar. Let him rock.
I mean,
he's the guy before him.
He's got a cool personality, that's for sure. Like, he's feisty, he's fiery, he likes to yell a lot. I just think his fastball kind of stinks, personally. That's just me. I got Cubs White Sox on right now. Day game from the north side. That's a 0-0 bottom five. Perchetti on the mound. I haven't seen him in a while. That's fun. But something that's a little baseball adjacent, but something Danny and I have been talking about for the last few days now. This Mark Walters story, the owner of the Los Angeles Lakers. He owns the Los Angeles Dodgers. He owns a big share in Chelsea. I believe he owns the Las Vegas Aces as well. Is in a lot of hot water with the DOJ. And some debt that he is in has moved a lot of it around. The story just keeps getting weirder and weirder. And if you're the NBA, you are stoked that he is selling the Lakers. And if you are the Dodgers, you may need to force him to sell the Dodgers. So to back things up, let's talk about television deals real quick, okay? They have some of the nicer deals of any sports franchises in North America. The Dodgers, they have a 25-year deal with Time Warner Cable. They signed in 2013. It's worth $8.35 billion. If you remember, I've spoken at length. There was a bankruptcy provision back when they re-signed this that allowed the Dodgers to keep tens of millions of dollars in extra revenue every single year, which is why they have so much money to spend on top of the fact that they kind of print money down there in Chavez Ravine. And then for the Los Angeles Lakers, their deal began in 2012, 2013. That's $3 billion over 20 years. Okay, you follow me on this? Now, when you sign a TV deal and you're getting paid by these companies, it being Time Warner in both situations, you don't get everything up front. You know, if ESPN has the SEC, they're not getting all the money up front. You know, the NFL's not getting all their money from Fox up front. It's paid out throughout years, kind of similar to a normal player salary contract. Well, Mark Walters went to Time Warner about both of these deals and asked to be paid out in full and said, I would like my money now.
Interesting.
And, well, Time Warner said, no.
We're not J.G. Wentworth.
That's not how this works. That's not how this works. The answer is no. Now, for a guy who should be, quote unquote, business savvy, like Mark Walters is, should know they were going to tell him to kick rocks. If I'm Major League Baseball and the NBA, now the NBA is a little different because he's agreed to sell the team. They got their own bus drama that they got to deal with. If you're the NBA, you're going, whoa, thank God this guy's getting out. If you're the MLB, do you push to make him sell the Dodgers too?
I think you have to. You don't want bad smoke, especially when you're about to renegotiate a CBA come December 1st.
Without a doubt, man. The owners who are fighting the CBA right now, for the most part, they look squeaky clean outside of the cheap owners that do cheap things. Outside of that, they're doing okay. You start adding these little things, and that's the conversation over the last few days that I keep hammering about. It's real money versus fake money, okay? And it sounds like this guy, Mark Walter, who I read could be in debt of up to $136 billion in insurance investments that have gone wrong. That's not real money, dude. That's playing Monopoly. That's playing the stock market, your hedge fund. That's not real assets.
It's not liquid.
No, it's not. And I think this is going to be the big, big litmus test for pro sports in America is who are you going to get involved in and what kind of money do they have? I'm concerned about Josh Kushner and Bob Iger buying the Lakers, because what I can see is that Kushner's worth 5.7, Bob Iger's worth 600 mil. Where's
that math doesn't add up?
Yeah, where's the $7.5 billion
that
you're short
equal
on?
12.5.
No, it doesn't. And Danny's talked about Josh Kushner being able to liquidate because he's OpenAI. But again, does he have real money? I don't know that answer, because right now it looks like Mark Walters has no real money, and I don't know if I want those guys running my team. Look, is Tom Dundon one of the more cash-poor owners in the NBA? Probably, but I think his money is real. Panda Express, their money is real.
Mm-hmm.
Shield Tile, mom's money is real. That I'm not worried so much about. It's the private equity, it's the hedge fund, the stock market, the insurance stuff. Look, you can complain and moan all day you want about Tom Dundon and how he made his money, but it's real money. It's not like tied up in stuff anymore.
Again, it's not something that you have to worry about necessarily, like the Matt Ishbia situation.
Exactly.
Where you're going, oh, our owner isn't as rich as he says he is because something happened.
Yeah, we talked about this yesterday. That's what I'm okay with the Steinbrenners. You know, I mean, I don't know how much I love the private equity going in. It's probably because they just need a little help in their debt. But I'd rather be the OG money than Johnny come lately. Look, I know a bunch of people that are what we call nouveau riche. So it's like new money. And a lot of these people who are nouveau riche, they own property in a different state. They go on lavish vacations. They have nice cars. They live in great parts of town in houses, and they're probably living way over their means because they're not used to operating with that kind of money and that kind of lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Mark Walters might be one of those dudes. Now, I don't know how long he's been working at this. I don't know how long he's been saving his money, quote unquote, putting nickels in the penny in the piggy bank. But it kind of seems like maybe you got a little overhead of your skis. You bought the Lakers. You own the Dodgers. You're like, look at me, Mom. I'm the king of the world. I got all this money. No one can stop me. I'm going to be the conglomerate. I'm the next Stan Kroenke. You know, it's like, I don't know, man. Stan Kroenke made his money off real estate, if I'm not mistaken. That's real money. Buying land, that's real money. And if you're new to this game, if you're new to all of a sudden a bunch of money being dropped in your pockets, you start making poor choices. And then that leads you to make even dumb choices. Like, what do you think the board is at Time Warner saying about Mark Walters right now?
This dude's not doing good.
Yeah. This looks bad.
This looks very bad.
Like, he's probably the butt of some jokes behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, God, the wife wants me to go to Tahoe this weekend, and I don't want to go to Tahoe. It's like, well, at least you're not broke like Mark Walters. You know, like, you're going to do that. And for the guy who owns the Lakers and the Dodgers, they're making fun of you, bro. Like, you're the butt now. And I just hope it's a lesson that the professional sports leagues, Roger Goodell, Gary Bettman, Rob Manfred, and who am I thinking of? The alien dude that walks among us and Adam Silver. Like, start thinking about this. Like, start truly vetting what your new owners are going to look like. You don't have to worry about how much money they have. You just need to worry about how they have money. Otherwise, you wash yourself into these situations, and it's not good, Bob.
I think that's a situation like this is only going to give the MLBPA more leverage.
I agree.
I'm all for it.
I agree. They're like, look, you can't even corral your own owners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got a guy who is lying on his resume.
Again, and how does the NBA look come their next CBA proposal with all the Ballmer stuff going on,
with
the Gary Trent situation going on, with the Jeannie Buss family stuff going on? This is all going to be very, very fiery, and this is one of the first dominoes.
At least they dodged the bullet in the Lakers part. I mean, they got to deal with the Jeannie Buss and the Buss family situation, but at least they're, as far as we can tell,
but
at least they're out on the Walters game.
We all knew that was going to be a little bit fiery, and they kind of are just trying to wipe their hands as clean as they can.
Yeah. Boy, what a weird situation. All right, when we come back, closing arguments to send you on your way. 105.1 FM, 1080 AM, The Fan Sports Network. All right, that's going to do it for us. Closing arguments are brought to you by Oregon Divorce Mediation Services, presented by our friends at Leskin Law. For more information, visit leskinlaw.com. Coming up on the program tomorrow, it is a 10 Toes Down Thursday. Stevie Midday will be in the chair to my left, so I'll have a little bit of fun with him. I want to have some conversations about pressure on coaches in college football. Might lean into some college football tomorrow, as we didn't do any today. Can you believe that, Casey?
We didn't football a lot.
We didn't.
All.
No. I mean, I couldn't help but football a lot, but hey,
We kicked it around a little bit.
So I'd love to spend some time in football tomorrow. We'll also say an adios to LIV, because they are not LIVIN anymore. We'll make fun of them. We'll have a good laugh about that. And I also want to ask the question, screw it, I'll just tell you. Who would you rather have? Who is the better coach, Dan Lanning or Marcus Freeman?
Oh, I'll take Dan Lanning any day of the week.
We'll get into that tomorrow, because I got it's a very interesting conversation between the two of them, of which you would rather have. Very different guys.
Time to nut up or shut up.
But also on very similar paths. We'll have that conversation with Stevie Fire on tomorrow's program. As far as baseball goes tonight, let's see here. First pitch here at 1:10. Arizona is in Boston. Brandon Pfaadt versus Peyton Tolle. Like, Tolle, right? That's what we said, Peyton Tolle. If you haven't watched Brandon Pfaadt, former Hillsborough Hop, he's been on fire of late. And Peyton Tolle is one of the reasons why Boston is still in this thing. That's a good matchup to watch. Parker Messick on the bump for the Cleveland Guardians. He's been phenomenal this year as San Francisco's in town. Chase Burns on the bump for Cincinnati. They're hosting St. Louis. Drew Rasmussen, I was talking about Tampa Bay Rays earlier today. Drew Rasmussen has been fantastic for Tampa. They have Toronto in town. Max Scherzer, the two-eyed wonder, is on the bump for Toronto. Logan Gilbert tries to get the Mariners on track. We'll see about that. He'll take on Dustin May for the Milwaukee Brew Crew tonight. Roki Sasaki, as the Dodgers are in Colorado tonight. I think I'm going to watch some baseball. Oh, I'm not watching baseball tonight. I was like looking at these. I was like, dude, I'm going to watch these games. Or you can go to the park and watch Timber take on San Diego FC. That's where I'll be.
I've got some football nuggets for you.
Do you hit me?
Well, Keenan Allen, he is officially signed with the Indianapolis Colts. Obviously, the Trayvon Diggs situation, he's headed to Seattle on a one-year deal. But Jaden Higgins, the Texans wide receiver, he tore his ACL and will miss a significant amount of time.
Ooh, that's a tough one, because that receiving core is already kind of lacking some pizzazz.
Yeah, Tank Dell coming back off of injury. Obviously, Nico Collins was hurt at the end of last year with a concussion.
And Christian Kirk's in
Kirk is no
San Francisco now?
Yep.
Is he in San Francisco now? So you lose Christian Kirk. Nico Collins can't stay healthy. And now Higgins is down. That's pretty tough. We talked a little bit earlier, Cowboys or Seahawks signed Trayvon Diggs, former corner for the Cowboys. Could be a nice little signing. Could be a nice little signing for them if he's still got something.
My boy's going to start on Friday.
That's the other thing. Will Howard Drew Aller getting the keys to the Corvette as the Steelers will take on the Jets in preseason. Look, I'm very interested in this because Will Howard didn't get a ton of snaps last year for obvious reasons. You know, Aaron's on the squad and Aaron was healthy. I know you're really high on Will Howard. I'd really like to see a quarterback battle between those two because there's a chance it's not just for the backup, it's for who's the starter next year.
Yeah, I think that's the situation right now is Mason Rudolph, all right, he's 16-17-1 in his professional career. I don't think you know he's your guy. Again, if Mason Rudolph knowing that he's not your guy, well, you have two young quarterbacks that you want to develop, get them as much reps as they possibly can with the ones and the twos.
And I wonder if you're Mike McCarthy, are you making that decision now in the sense that, let's say it's Will Howard, okay? Let's say Will Howard's the guy, it's not Drew Aller. Do you move Drew Aller and keep Mason? Or do you move Mason, cut Mason,
you probably
and
cut
keep
Mason.
The two kids?
Yeah, Mason's probably making
more.
I think he's making $5 million this year. So he's making good veteran quarterback money. That'll probably end up being the cap space that you'll need to help extend Joey Porter Jr. this offseason.
And if you do cut him, someone's going to pick him up.
Yeah, he's, again, 16-17-1 in his professional career with the Titans and the Steelers. The rosters for those teams have not been very talented under Mason.
No, but he's a super solid backup to have on your squad. He's a smart guy. He listens. He can come in on a pinch. Just don't let Myles Garrett near him.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing you got to be weary about.
He's not going to LA.
That makes me giggle. Alvin Kamara, his MCL is a bum. He's out for a month. That stinks, dude, because I'm very curious about this New Orleans team. I don't know how much Alvin Kamara has left in the tank or how Kellen Moore wants to use him, but I'm very intrigued by this New Orleans Saints team. Look, I don't think they're going to be good. I don't think they're making the playoffs, but if you had to look at all the teams in the NFL who didn't make the playoffs last year might this year,
I think they might win the division.
I mean, Tyler Shuck was pretty solid last year.
Again, had a very good, strong end to the season, and you played 7 games with Spencer Rattler.
Agreed, and Spencer Rattler is not the answer.
Nope.
I am not ready to write off the Carolina Panthers in that division. I think they got a lot of talent. It's Bryce. It's can Bryce do enough to keep them going? Because I'm not sold on the Falcons.
They had a lot of injuries this offseason. A few defensive players went down. You know, Chris Brazell, their wide receiver out of Tennessee, he went down. Xavier Leggett, he's gone down. So I'm very wary on this Carolina team.
The Falcons, you know, I don't trust the quarterback situation. I don't trust the roster as a whole kind of situation. They're nice pieces.
I think they're going to be probably the most interesting team out of that division because the quarterback situation is so up in the air, but they are loaded with talent. I mean, Bijan Robinson, Drake London, Kyle Pitts.
It's nice. Those are weapons.
That's weapons.
Those are probably the best weapons of anybody in the division, are they not?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. And then Tampa Bay seems to be going the wrong way. You know what I mean?
Baker Mayfield says that they're going to shock a lot of people.
I hope so.
I hope.
Baker,
but I don't see it.
Baker fans on this program, I don't really see it either, but I hope so.
Welcome to Pittsburgh, pal. If you want to come here, come here.
No, I think you guys are going to stick with one of those kids.
I think so, too.
I really do. Shedeur Sanders not feeling pressure about Brown's QB decision. Is it because he's the best of the worst? Like, what does Shedeur have to worry about? He's probably getting the starting job, right?
Yeah, because you don't want to have to pay Deshaun all that money.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to have to pay him anyway, but like...
You're having to pay him a lot, but again, if he's not making the 53 man and you want to just go, all right, Dylan Gabriel's the backup and Shedeur is... I don't know. The Browns are in a very bad position right now.
I agree. It's going to be pretty gross. Let's see. Billy Edwards Jr. is going to start for QB for North Carolina University against TCU in Ireland. Can't wait to see some Carolina peeps in Dublin trying to, you know, we come over here and we drank your beer and your beer tastes funny. Why does your beer taste funny? I would love to see some like Appalachian crazy North Carolina in Ireland trying to have like a drunken conversation in a bar room.
I would like to just sit and watch that.
Yeah, I think that would be fantastic. I don't know if this kid's any good. We'll see.
But it would be nice to be a fly on the wall during that game.
Yes, very much so. Very much so. All right, that's going to do it for us. We'll catch you tomorrow. Closing arguments are brought to you by Oregon Divorce Mediation Services, presented by our friends at Leskin Law. For more information, visit leskinlaw.com. Oregon Divorce Mediation Services, the alternative to divorce court. See you at the park tonight. For Casey Smith, I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do.